and that should offer a lot of helpful hints.
Okay, now, since we have 10 people on the line at once, I'd like to try this. I doubt it will work very well, but I'd like to try to get a legal ID from all of you at the same time. So when I count down to one, I would like all of you on the phone right now to say, and please don't scream, otherwise you'll overpower everybody, just say WBAI New York, and I'm going to count down from three. Three, two, one.
WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Oh, we have a wise guy there. Okay.
That's not a legal ID.
All right. Well, now, we have been talking about telephones, teleconferences, and phone freaks and all that kind of thing. We're on the air for another hour and 8 minutes, and we'll be taking various questions, just individual questions about phone systems and the breakup and all that kind of thing. But before we wind this up, anybody have any more comments? I it's a dangerous question because 10 people are going to speak at once.
Anyone?
Go ahead. Who's this?
This is Bobby from Brooklyn. You asked everybody why... You know, you asked everybody a question about themselves. You didn't ask me anything. Is that because I'm a female impersonator?
Well, you know, I must have just glossed right over you. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me something about yourself, Bobby.
Well, while everybody was talking, I came up with an idea. You know, I read 2600 Magazine, and I know they have monthly meetings. Is that right?
In fact, it's very interesting you should point that out. We have a meeting tomorrow.
Do you?
Yes. It's not going to be all that long. Usually they're at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow it's going to be at 5, and I've got to go to the Mets game, so I have to leave a little bit early. So 5 o'clock in the Citicorp Center, right where all the strange people hang out in the atrium there with chairs and tables. And basically we have copies of the magazine, and we talk about various things, and we trade information. And it's a monthly event, usually always the first Friday of the month in Citicorp at 6 p.m. Tomorrow it's 5 p.m. So, yes, thanks for reminding me about that. I was going to mention that.
We have the biggest attendance you've had in months now.
I'll be kind of scared, to tell you the truth.
I mean, because what I've heard the last couple of months, it's been like one person shows up or two people show up, but they don't see each other.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be wearing a brand new 2600 T-shirt, which is a new thing we're trying.
Are they for sale?
Well, we'll be offering that in the magazine. So we're not offering that over the air, although it might show up as a BAI premium. You never know.
What's the significance of the number 2600?
Does anyone on the phone want to answer that?
Well, I'll take a shot at it.
Go ahead.
In the old telephone systems, there used to be a tone which is always present on a line. You do it. I don't know.
Okay.
It's the tone that the Captain Crunch whistle used to generate. It was used to grab the trunk line, control.
That's it. And 2600 represents control, sort of, to every phone freak. Of course, it doesn't really work anymore. They've built systems to find 2600 hertz tones when they're generated, and they've built systems that don't respond to it. But it's kind of legendary. It dates back to the 1960s.
Have military implications.
Is there a question about...
Not exactly military implications, apart from just gaining control of the entire phone system. That could be used to a military advantage.
One of you guys out there maybe can answer this.
Go ahead.
About the, Phone Freaks have been around for so long. Geez, I remember listening to, I think it was the original Captain Crunch on Bob Fass's show back around, I don't know, 69, 70, a long time ago. But have systems these days that automatically record not the number that is calling?
ANI.
Automatic number identification. Now I think what you're referring to is when you place a call, the number you're calling from is identified, correct?
Yeah, to the person who you call.
Oh,
that's something I believe New Jersey Bell is going to be offering very soon. Usually it's within the same central office, meaning your local area. You will see, you can program certain numbers not to reach you, to always get either a busy signal or a recording or something, or distinctive ringing, so that if the pest down the block calls you, you'll know it's him. But of course, there are systems in place now at corporations, integrated systems, where the number is displayed as soon as you call somebody within that establishment. It's nothing all that new, but it could have scary implications in the future.
There have been pagers that have that capacity for quite some time, too.
Yeah, well, the pagers I've seen, I didn't... Well, yeah, but usually the pagers, you have to punch the number into
yourself. Yeah, I have a pager.
when you have to dial the number in, uh-huh. it doesn't get the number on its own.
That's something, because it seemed to me that was, there could be, you know, serious implications about having that capability, for some people to have that capability.
Well, it would take away, I mean, I would have all of your phone numbers in front of me if I had that system, and it would certainly, I mean, I'm not going to do anything nasty to them, but supposing I did.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's funny. I've been thinking about that for a while. Of course, listening to BAI, I've always been kind of, I guess...
paranoid.
Sure, you know? And especially listening to May Brussels shows way back when and all up through and the Contrigate stuff. You know, it's always seemed to me that, well, gee, what's to stop some... you know, right-wing organization from getting WBAI's.
Well, you know, every time on Contrigate, every time there's a problem with the phone line, Dennis Bernstein always thinks it's the FBI.
Somebody dropped the phone.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That show earlier this evening, it was, that there was a show on that they were talking to somewhere.
Chile.
El Salvador. Chile, that was it.
Chile.
Chile, excuse me. But they were talking to Chile, and... The thing was that the people in Chile could not hear the people in New York anymore, so they just hung up. But, of course, the BAI announcer immediately says, well, the line was cut. The line was definitely cut. And,
yeah.
But I guess they are having some problems with the communications workers down there, so it could fairly well be, but it sure seemed to me like the people in Chile just hung up the phone.
On AM radio some years ago, when Long John Neville used to have a show, I used to hear him announce when someone would bother him. I don't know if it was true or not. He'd announce that somehow he had a hookup that gave him the phone numbers of the people who called him.
Which was a lie.
Oh, okay.
Unless he had a telephone switchman in the central office that would run around every time a phone call was made, that's very unlikely, and he'd need police clearance and all that kind of thing.
The thing to realize, though, is if the person you're calling can read your number, anybody who else is tapping that telephone can also read that number.
Well, I thought that, like, things like 911 and, you know, if you called your police department, they automatically got a record of your number.
If your area has what's called enhanced 911, not only will your phone number show up, but your name, your address, and any kind of characteristics that, such as you store all kinds of flammable material all over your house, that will pop up so that they'll know this when they go over there, or if they say nasty comments about you, they'll store them there. What's of concern to us that deal with privacy and everything is with that information all over the place, with that being displayed with every phone call, what privacy will we have left?
You know, Emmanuel, I'm not a...
We'll go up in...
We have lost Keith from Queens.
12, which is about 20 years ago, I once performed a great feat of technical prestidigitation, at least for a 12-year-old. Even at that age, I was a BAI listener. And one time, someone on the air was calling a famous left-wing political personage of the time who had an unlisted phone number. And the person in master control was using a rotary phone to dial, and I was doing...
Oh, my goodness.
So I actually slowed down the tape, counted the clicks, and got the...
Well, now, there's many people out there that know when you hit a touch tone what number it is.
Really?
So don't think you're any safer with a touch tone phone.
I can sometimes
do more musical.
Is there anyone here that thinks they can do that?
Manhattan, and I'm going to have to sign off, but before I go, I want to say how enjoyable and terrific this is. I hope this becomes a regular feature now that James Irsay, who I've always enjoyed, seems to have vanished from the airwaves.
Well, no, I can't say for sure that he's vanished. I believe he's scheduled to be back here next week, but I'm not.
Oh, well, maybe you guys can alternate Thursdays the way, you know, some other people alternate.
Well, I'd certainly like to, because it's a lot of...
I'm
going to
conduct
material.
A survey. How many of the other people out there are also avid science fiction readers?
I am. I'm a performing artist also.
Oh, really?
I'm David
what do you
the
do?
Magic Minstrel in one persona.
Pardon?
I'm David the Magic Minstrel. Sometimes, like, I played my pregnant turtles or a serpent's flute on the air, like doing marathons and things.
Great.
And I'm also that, or I hang out at NISTA sometimes. And I wanted to mention, there's going to be an event that's free to encourage communication and community on Sunday. There's a Rainbow Family Picnic in Prospect Park in the Nethermead. And if people get to the 15th Street stop, 15th Street Prospect Park stop on the F train, there'll be trail markers leading them into the Nethermead of Prospect Park. And from noon till dusk, there's going to be a Rainbow Family Picnic. And bring whatever you have to share.
Did you say Saturday?
Sunday. And bring food and juice to share, and acoustic instruments, and yourself.
wondering, do you listen to Sounds of China?
What? No, I haven't. What station is that on?
If I'm allowed to say...
Sure, you're allowed to say. This is a free country and a free station. Go ahead.
The Columbia station. It's on from 9 to 12 Saturday mornings.
Oh, I usually listen to, I'll admit it, WNYC Morning Edition. Weekend Edition to get my news.
Let's not get carried away, though. Okay, Amy, you have to go. We're going to take another call, and nice talking to you.
Yeah, it was great talking to you. I wish there was some... I know it's too dangerous. I wish there was some way we could somehow do this again. You know, I really enjoyed it.
Well, I have an idea. Next BAI Marathon, why don't you all volunteer and come down and meet each other?
Come to the Rainbow Picnic.
Go to the 2600 meeting.
Okay.
There's many ways, you see.
Right. Okay. Thank you all.
I always wear a mirror. As far as recognize me, I have a mirror and a small ocarina that's always on my neck. This is David the Magic Minstrel.
Okay.
All right, David. Night, one. Goodbye, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Amy. Okay, we're going to take two more calls just to link them in here, and then we're going to disconnect the conference, which, by the way, folks, what time did we start this conference?
About 1:30.
It's 2:30 now. Now, at $1 a minute, times 10 for the 10 of you.
Paycheck over to you.
Does somebody have a calculator that can figure out what this conference would have gotten the phone company?
$150.
$60 per person times 10. That's $600.
You don't need a calculator for that.
Yeah, that's true. You don't. So if WBAI was a teleconference company, we would have just made $600 just by having that conversation.
Well, this is a much more intelligent conversation than those other lines, let me tell you.
Then it'd be an intelligent surcharge. let's go to the other calls here. Good evening. You're on the air.
I would think it would be an intelligent discount.
Is this a new person saying this?
I don't know. This is an old person in a new location.
Okay. What's your name?
My name's Frank.
Frank. And where are you calling from?
Parsippany.
Parsippany. Okay. Got it.
I'm just curious, aren't you people familiar with the new operator switchboards, which automatically show your phone number up when you call it?
The operators know your phone number.
So anybody who's cranking your local operator, they know who you are, boys.
And they have backhaul, too. They have a crank an operator and notice that you can't hang up your phone. Well, you can physically hang up your phone. They can't control that yet. But you pick it up and you don't get a dial tone. There's no dial tone anymore, and the operator is still there, either chortling or just not doing anything. And it's a scary experience for every little kid. I'm sure they've all gone through that at some point.
My biggest problem lately is when I set my computer to auto-dial and I got a few bulletin boards I want to call, all of a sudden my dial tone goes away.
Uh-huh. Sometimes central offices see you rapidly dialing over and over again, and they think you're up to no good, and they sort of suspend your line.
Is that against the law now?
No, it's just that 5 bulletin boards have busy signals.
It's against the law. I believe you're allowed 15 redials, and then you're not supposed to do it anymore. But
when did that go into effect?
No. It's against the law to randomly dial numbers in a particular central office.
Well, that's called scanning, and I don't know if that's really against
the law.
That's not
against the law.
I don't think that's against the law. It's just not one of those desirable things that they
encourage you
to do.
Well, all right, I'll put it to you this way. The last I heard, it's up against the edges, where the people are trying to press for it being against the law.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's what I heard.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. As far as the 15 redials, I don't believe that's against the law either, but it's the companies that make these phones that have redial capabilities are not allowed to make them redial more than 15 consecutive times.
So the phone company obviously doesn't want you using the equipment when you're not paying.
Uh-huh. Unless they're going to start charging us for time off the hook, whether we get a busy signal or not.
Is it true that one of the banks in the city of New York picked up a whole new central office all by itself?
A bank picked up a... What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, they opened up a whole new number, a new set of central office numbers by moving the New York City area to two areas, breaking up the 212 area in effect. So there was a whole new slew of central office numbers, and one of them I hear went to, I think, it was Citibank.
Well, it's possible Citibank has their own exchange. Yeah, that's very possible.
But what's the difference between exchange and central office today?
Okay, an exchange. A central office can hold many exchanges. A central office is the building where the switching takes place. And, for instance, we're the 279 exchange in the 212 area code. I don't know the other exchanges in this vicinity, but there would probably be about 4 or 5 other exchanges in that building.
Try about 15 or 12.
Sometimes that many. Sometimes just one if it's a remote area. So that's pretty much the difference.
But an exchange is just a physical switching box.
No.
No?
Each switching computer
handles multiple exchanges, and in a physical central office building, there might be two or three switches, each handling five or six exchanges.
Was that true in the old cross-type switching?
Now, with crossbar switching, usually the most they can handle, like out in Brooklyn here, there's a lot of that, usually four or five exchanges.
In one machine?
In one machine.
That's electromechanical switching.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You should smell the ozone when they really get going.
You should hear the noise, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring one more person in on this. Good evening. You're on the air. And who are you?
Don from Brooklyn.
Don from Brooklyn.
Yeah, and I want to tell you people in Manhattan, you're missing out on a great form of communication. We have a couple of pirate stations out here.
I've heard of those.
WFUN?
MUP. And, you know, they play you songs that you want, and you have conversations, and they could actually get two people on a line.
Why don't you have them call up the station? Maybe they can patch into WBAI and put some of their radio on the air.
No, you see, it's illegal, so they...
But the lines don't have to be traceable.
Yeah, I know. So, like, everyone's paranoid. No one uses their real name.
I know, but
you don't advertise a bank robbery.
Why don't we set up a pair of lines and just transfer it over there, radio onto WBAI? It's not illegal for WBAI to do it.
No, but it's too much trouble.
Well, whoever's there affiliated with 2600, you know what good line pair for the station to use?
A good line pair for the state? Well, no, we don't have all that much information as to...
You don't have a techie then?
No, not at the moment.
Don't have a what?
A techie.
Oh, yeah, you do. Well, a pseudo-techie.
A pseudo-techie, but he's busy right now.
Yeah, Brooklyn somewhere, so what's a good line pair between here and Brooklyn to call up to so that they can't be traced?
Hey, do you mean like a loop?
Well, loops... All right, does somebody want to explain loops to the uninformed?
Well, I'm not good at explaining things tonight, but I'll give it a shot again.
Go ahead.
No, you do it. No.
It's Bobby from Brooklyn.
There are old test lines used by the telephone company to test to see if there was noise on a line, and there were two consecutive numbers. And when you call both ends of the number, the two parties who call it connected, one end normally would have a tone on it, but this has been replaced.
Now there's clear transmission. The only problem is noise on the line sometimes. So that's what I mean. If somebody's been using a loop line recently and knows the number, they could pass it on to you and pass it on to the pirate station.
But in New York City, they have like a computer system that's eradicated the need for all loop lines.
Mm-hmm. But they're still around.
Not New York City.
But you don't have to call in New York City. I mean, the station could call a Long Island number and this Brooklyn.
Well, we could, but we're not going to. It's just
let's
it's nice.
Radio pirate tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do radio piracy some other night. But
they only broadcast like from about 10 watts to maybe 50 watts.
Well, in the middle of Brooklyn, that'll get you quite a few listeners, I'm sure.
Yeah, the AM pirates get up to around 75, sometimes more than that with using.
But, I don't know. I don't know if you've listened to pirate radio a lot. I listened to that station that was on the boat. And every pirate station I've listened to, and I'm certainly not saying that's true of the ones in Brooklyn, which I've never heard, they seem to just try to imitate the commercial stations, playing the same music. And I know if I had a pirate radio station, and of course I never would because it's illegal, I would play the most bizarre things possible. I'd say the craziest things. I'd get people interested and just do the things that you're not supposed to do.
Well, no,
without
you get these brain work, isn't?
Without being stupid about it, you know, without saying nasty things all the time.
Well, these guys are just guys who are very enamored about being on the air and the techie part of it, some of them.
Isn't there some sort of AM station that you can operate legally, a small-time...
carrier current, I think you're talking about.
What I'm thinking of.
Yeah, inside a limited area.
Well, if you're only talking 10 watts or something like that, you're talking a pretty limited area.
Yeah, but you got to have, in order to use that sort of system, you have to have the area sort of antenna.
Drive your neighbors crazy.
No, it wouldn't be transmitted outside of a building. The way the system is set up,
you have to be wired.
Yeah, the university, say, would have wiring in each building.
I thought it was carried by the regular house current wire.
Yeah, but there's still special connections have to be made at the switch boxes to allow it to go from one circuit to another.
I thought it was just every radio that was plugged into that outlet or onto that.
But essentially yes, once it's rewired.
But it has to be wired special for it.
Yeah, but the special wiring isn't that the things
that have to be done aren't that great, but they have to, they're technically inclined.
Listen, guys, I gotta go, but does anybody have any fun phone numbers? What is, you know?
Well,
here's a fun phone number: 212-255-2749 is a recorded announcement line called Apology, where all sorts of sickos call up and apologize, and at the end you can leave a message commenting on them, and it goes on and on and on.
That was almost like 258-5858 in Brooklyn.
What's that?
Another crazy line where you left all your
craziness. Oh, yeah, that was the kook line.
That was the kook line.
258-4900.
Right.
But that's, or 338-4900, that's been...
That metamorphosed into a bulletin board for a while, and then he just kind of got lost interest in it, Chuck Kook.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you want to get lots of interesting phone numbers, I suggest calling bulletin boards if you have a computer, obviously, and there's all kinds of numbers posted. We print numbers in 2600 of bulletin boards and also of crazy phone recordings and services whenever we get them.
That stuff used to be recorded in your phone book, but now they don't record it in the phone books at all. Even if you look in this year's Manhattan phone book, you can't find the number for time information.
Well, now let me help you out there a little bit, because there
is... I called the operator and asked her for the number for time, and she couldn't find it in her listings.
There's a phone book you can get called The Little Pages.
The Little Pages, but there's also something that's much more fun than that. There's a number you can call. It's completely free.
Oh, yeah.
There's, I think there's three numbers, actually.
Five four zero info,
I-N-F-O, whatever that translates to. And also 550-INFO and 970-INFO.
Can you say those again?
They're all charge numbers. But
can you say this?
I'll say it one more time. 540.
Yeah.
Change number with
INFO.
Yeah.
INFO. And 550-INFO and also 970-INFO. That will give you the various dial-it services available, and there's no charge for that number.
But the information is only for that particular exchange, and those are the expensive exchanges.
Those are the expensive ones, but you'll get
information on the 47.
You'll get a complete listing.
Yeah, the 47. What was it? 476 exchange.
976.
976.
No. The exchange that was information was 47.
555.
No.
One.
There's no 555 exchange.
The exchange that was information.
Yeah. Everybody remembers old Meridian and Weather, but they changed.
I have a 1969 Brooklyn phone book. Hold on.
1969.
If you want,
I forgot to throw it away.
If you want a free listing of.
By the way, if you have those old phone books.
Teleconferences, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
If you have the old phone books, don't throw them out. Wait.
Oh, no.
In the front, they have the exchange numbers in use. Look through them, you'll find exchange numbers that weren't used. And if they weren't used, you'll find what exchanges are newer and what are older. And.
That's something.
Eliminated. I think we should go back to.
One advantage of a teleconference is I can always fade them down and just talk to you, the radio listeners. Now, I will just say this so that everyone has this information. If you want a listing of all the phone services in the area, all the 976, 970, 540, 550 teleconferences, all that kind of thing, just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope here at Off the Hook, care of WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. And in this current edition of our magazine 2600, we're going to be publishing a scan, a complete scan, and I think the folks on the phone, if they're still not talking over each other, they're still gabbing away there. They would be interested in this, though, if they were listening. We will be printing an entire exchange scan of the entire 516 area code. What that means is we went through every single exchange. We started at 200, which technically could be an exchange or an area code, but it isn't. And we went through every single one and found out what kind of switching equipment they use, whether it's old electromechanical or new digital or semi-new electronic, or whether it's something completely bizarre and strange that we can't figure out. And we just kind of pieced together a big list. And we want other people to do the same thing. We want to see lists come out of the 212 area and the 718, where there's all kinds of crazy things hidden. It's just a way of finding out what's out there. And when you pick up your phone and you hear a dial tone, I don't know if you like me, but I get this sense of adventure, this amazing feeling that there's something out there. And just by pressing a few buttons, you can be connected to almost anything. And a phone doesn't have to just be a boring tool that you use to plod through the day. It can be excitement, adventure, learning experience. Let's go back to the teleconference.
Yeah,
we're back.
back.
Hi, folks. You're back.
We're back. Okay.
I just had to get that out.
Some fun numbers for people to call. If you dial 958 from Long Island or New York, Brooklyn, et cetera, you'll
get your number back.
That reads your telephone number back. Except if your phone number starts 212-873, you have to dial 311.
What's the sequence in New York to get a ring back?
You dial 660, and then you get a dial tone, and then you can dial either 112 or 2 number sign. You get another dial tone. And when that happens, you press down the receiver of the phone, so you get a high-pitched tone. And then you hang up, and your phone rings.
Incredible, isn't it? Now, I'd like to know, a lot of people seem to know about 958 and ringbacks. How did you guys find out these things?
Watch the telephone guy when he comes in.
Watch the what? Watch the telephone guy, of course.
How can you get a ringback at a public payphone?
Same, you do the same thing, only they're eliminating the 660 exchange in a lot of electronic areas that use newer equipment.
Oh, they're not fun anymore, are they?
No, I think that's bad.
I once forgot what the ringback number was, and I wanted to use it sort of as for an intercom within my apartment with my father, who wasn't feeling well, and I asked someone at a New York telephone store, and they told me.
That's cool.
I had heard it years before but I forgot it.
The way you find things, and I believe in New York it's 660, but out on Long Island it's different exchanges. In my exchange, for instance, it's 230 plus the last 4 digits. The only way to find these things is to do what we at the magazine did this month. Just go through every exchange and find out what they all are, and then you'll find the ringback exchanges. You'll find... We found one exchange that when you call it, it shows up on the phone bill and doesn't give a number. It just says test call, and there's no charge for it. And it's a whole exchange just for phone company use. And
work for the phone company.
Who knows what's in there?
There was an old number you used to be able to dial from a payphone. You dial, if you're from 212, you dial 0212-959-1230, and you get a little recording that went like, coin test, please deposit nickel. And if you put a nickel in, it would say nickel, and you put a dime, et cetera, and give you your money back.
What was that number again?
0, the area code you're calling from, 959-1230. Unfortunately, recently it doesn't work.
I've heard a number like that without the area code part. That's 0959-1230.
You can dial 0959, but yeah, from New York City, you'd have to put the area code there.
And that tells you what you put into the phone. It'll say nickel if you put in a nickel. I mean, you should know this anyway, but it's just kind of fun to hear that.
Yeah, if you're testing out your little red box and you want to make sure it's working properly, this is what you call it.
Hypothetically, of course.
Hypothetically. Yeah, I stuffed a dollar bill in there.
Don't do this at home.
No, don't do this at home. And you can't do this at home. How can you put a quarter in a phone at home?
I can tell you what you do on a nice day when you want to go out and it's not raining and you want to learn about the phone company. Stop by an ice-filled garbage bin at the back of your local telephone company.
Oh, now you've brought up trashing. Yes, trashing is the way to get information. That's how the kids are doing it these days, jumping into the dumpsters. Hopefully a safe distance from when the garbage trucks come and getting manuals and all kinds of things.
Manual, two things. One,
yeah.
If you wear your 2600 T-shirt in the music district, like the West 30s, people may ask you how your ARP is doing, how it's holding up these days, because the 2600 is also a famous number for music synthesizer players.
Don't forget the 2600 is an Atari game machine.
But that I know, but what would be a...
My uncle's number from prison.
What would be a clever... What would be a clever response for me to give that person, that music person? Okay, I'll remember that.
Have it on upside down.
The sentimental value that everything's digital these days. The ARP was a great old analog synthesizer.
And?
There's also a DX series of synthesizers made by Yamaha.
Uh-huh.
And since phones...
Does somebody have a second point?
Yeah, since phone systems are digital now, 2600 doesn't... work with the phone system anymore.
No, it certainly doesn't. Right. But it's fun to talk about, and it's fun to remember.
Does anybody know what the phone company is doing with those extra 4 buttons on their switchpads today?
Nothing.
A, B, C, and D?
Yeah. Nothing?
Patch shelter.
They use them in military phone networks.
They're separate from the phone company.
Right.
If you call computer bulletin boards, you'll get about 50 different explanations, all in conflict with each other as to how those buttons work.
And I'll tell you the right one.
Go ahead, tell us the right one.
If you dial information and you press the D key, now on old payphones, if you hit the star, the zero, and the number sign button at the same time, it'll make a D tone. It'll sound like a regular touch tone, only a little off key, if you can recognize the tone. And you hold this down while the phone is ringing, and you'll get a busy signal, or a fast busy signal called a reorder. then you would hit the number 6 on your phone, and you'd be connected to silence. If somebody else were to do this at the same time and hit the number 7, you two would be connected together.
How close together?
I'm sorry?
How close together would the two people have to be in time in doing this?
Well, one person can just sit there waiting for his friend to call. I used to do it when I was going to school, riding the trains. I'd watch a friend of mine leave from his station. We'd have to meet at another station, so we'd sit out there.
Those were the days when long-distance information was free, wasn't it?
Well, no, you'd do it off. It worked
on local information.
411.
Oh, it works on 411.
Yeah, but do they monitor the lines for long-hanging lines?
No, not at all. The only
you can't say not at all. You don't know for sure.
The telephone operators are monitored because they get hell if they don't get off the phone fast enough.
Well, what this system was originally used for, the test system for 411, was used to test lines going to directory assistance operators. And I understand that one time you could listen in on operators, but that was back in the 60s. And then it was just you could interface a computer, you know, to test the quality of the line going in.
I was once in upstate New York, and I got a phone line down into Manhattan at one of the local from Manhattan hotels, and same thing. I got connected to the information phone line inside the hotel, and I was listening to all the outgoing phone calls.
Emmanuel, did you catch that?
Excuse me?
Keith in New Jersey, I'm going.
Okay, Keith.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to us.
I don't know. This is Daniel from Manhattan, and I'm going to hang up too.
Okay.
Everybody else call.
Okay.
Didn't mean to interrupt, but this is a great show, and I hope we hear a lot more of it.
Okay. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Here from John from Manhattan. Good night.
Okay. We're losing people like flies here. Go right
this
ahead.
This is Roger on the radio. I'm about to retire.
Okay.
Right.
Must be going up somewhere.
With two final points. One is that I recently was calling some business number.
Uh-huh.
And a woman, something answered and said, please hold on, in a very mechanical voice. There are no operators available at this time. And I was really stumped because you have this sensory apparatus after a while that tells you that a voice is recorded. And this woman was trying to sound like she was recorded, but she was a real live person. And this is one of the great examples of the computer age and what it does to people. So I was really puzzled, and I just said, are you real or are you live? And she laughed. She said, I'm live.
Correct.
Well, you know what? That's a great trick if you want to know who's calling. Or a lot of people will turn on their their answering machines and turn the volume up and listen to the incoming call before they'll answer.
Yeah.
Sort of like a modern day new technique of monitoring your phone call or having a preview of your phone call.
Or you can answer your phone on the first ring and go like, operator, I need the number you're calling from, please.
Yes, but you have to have that all-important boing machine.
Yeah.
Listen, does anybody know how to get the phone number of a payphone from the payphone?
You dial 958, or you can call the AT&T operator and tell you want to make a call to the Soviet Union. This is serious. She'll have to transfer you to another operator, and she'll read your number off, you know, calling from 212-279-3400, non-coin.
I think she wants a valid Soviet number, though, and that's something...
No, you have to give that to the second operator.
Yeah, you have to book a call to the Soviet Union hours in advance.
No, as of...
Wait, a 958...
Hold on, is there new information?
As of 2 months ago, due to Glasnost or whatnot, you can get a call through the Soviet Union right away. You want to place a call, you give them the number, and it's ringing.
Has anyone been using those new phone...
Look at that last week.
Non-AT&T phones out on the streets.
Oh, you're talking about COCOTs, customer-owned coin-operated telephones.
Yeah, would you believe a three-block call cost me a buck and a half one day on one of those?
A three-block call?
Yep.
That's not inconceivable.
Yeah, they can set the rates up any way they want. Right. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to screw up those phones, there are special codes where you can call them up and blow their memory.
If you ever see a phone called an IntelliCall, you can hit the star button and then a three-digit number, and it's usually set to 000 or 666, and then you can reprogram the date and time on that.
So you can have the maximum discount in the middle of the day and the rates go up at night.
Yeah, well, one of the phones is set up so you can call up with one of your phones that you've programmed yourself and have your programming transmitted over to their phone. By the way, here's anybody's interested in a working manual bulletin 004 of a Powerline electric coin telephone?
What?
Copy here.
Huh?
Listen, 958 for the person who said that doesn't work at a public payphone.
Yes, it does.
Well, it depends where you are.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Okay, specifically.
Where are you?
In,
what state?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay.
Oh, and 958 is specific to New York.
I have yet to know what the number identification is for New Jersey. People have been asking me that for years, and I don't think anyone has ever found it. But I think the only way we're going to find it is by scanning out the exchanges and finding out what each exchange is used for.
I'm going to do it tonight.
Do it tonight. Well, it'll take you a long time. It'll take you about a week at least.
I heard, no. I mean, I've tried at public payphones to get the number, to get the payphone number from... with the use of 958, and I found in New York City it doesn't work either.
At some places it doesn't.
I've heard that there's a new rap line for bad drivers for New Jersey. Is that true?
I heard about it. I try to avoid those advertisements. When they come on, I turn off.
If you call 958 from a payphone in the Marriott Hotel on 44th Street and Broadway, in the background while it's reading off your number, you hear their music on hold music, which is sometimes fun.
Fascinating. Well, folks, with that fascinating fact, we're going to terminate the conference. We will be opening up. We'll be opening up the phone lines to individual calls in a couple of minutes. But I want to thank all you guys for calling up and making this interesting conversation here.
Thank you.
Go ahead. We have one last.
I used to work for the phone company.
You used to work for the phone company.
And for all you guys, phone freaks who put down the phone company, you know, you realize we really gave you great service until the breakup.
AT&T will be a monopoly again.
And we're a union shop.
Okay, so, you know, if you phone freaks went into New York Tel and worked for AT&T, you know, we have problems and warts and all, but we did our best to give good service.
Uh-huh.
Most phone freaks aren't.
When did you work for the phone company?
Around 82, I quit.
Uh-huh.
Hey, most phone freaks I've ever dealt with have great respect for what the phone company used to be.
Yeah, a lot of the phone freaks and the engineers of the world are the only people that know how to make a phone call anymore.
Yeah, like the Bell Labs, like you were saying, what are some of the numbers and extra buttons? They put those things on because they know in the future someone might think up something new and, you know, they use another number, they need another button to put.
Or eventually they'll just need more exchanges.
Well, as of 1995, I believe, area codes will no longer have to have 1 or 0 in the middle of them, and then you'll have an unlimited number of exchanges and area codes.
Hey, can somebody tell me how powerful a phone line, how powerful a computer I need to tap into the telephone computer line?
How powerful a computer? You don't need a computer at all.
No. I mean, if I tapped into the telephone, the actual billing computer, would a PC do it?
That sounds illegal.
That sounds very illegal, and of course, we all frown on that, but the fact of the matter is a terminal can do it. You don't need a computer because you're not computing. You're simply tapping into something.
Who's not computing? You don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Well, no, but you'd be using their computer to compute, I assume. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't want to know what you're going to do. Anyway, folks, thanks very much for calling. One last thing I'd like to ask you all to do is all hang up at the same time so that we can hear an amazing number of clicks and relays going.
Can I interject one comment?
This is the last interjection. Go ahead.
You don't need a dumb terminal. You only need a terminal.
Okay, fair enough. Folks, it's been a pleasure. Maybe we'll see some of you at the meeting tomorrow.
Take it easy.
Okay.
What's the number we're going to hang up on?
Okay, yes, I should count down, shouldn't I? Okay.
Zero or one, what do you want to do?
Right after I say one. Three.
Do announce the meeting again.
I will. I don't know what that is. Three, two, one.
Okay.
There they go. Oh, boy, wasn't that fun. A teleconference here on the airwaves of WBAI. And I'll tell you, you just can't do these things anywhere. It takes a radio station like this to appreciate technology in that kind of a way, where you can link 10 people up together. For how long do we do this? An hour and a half? An hour and 20 minutes? And just talk about phones and computers and shortwave and pirate radio stations and things like that. So I hope we do that again. We have another half hour, though, of Off the Hook, and I'd like to again remind you, if you want a free listing of the various conference line services, and these are the ones you'd have to pay for, folks, the ones that cost lots of money, write to us at Off the Hook, care of WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. And I was thinking with the guy from the phone company and all these other people that seem to have an unending supply of stories and methods of getting information, if you have a story or some interesting piece of information regarding telephones or computers, you can send it in to 2600 Magazine, and I know it'll get printed if it's interesting and of use to people all over the world. It's the way that technological enthusiasts, and that's what we'd like to call these people. It's kind of a positive way of referring to them, technological enthusiasts, because that's really what we are. We just love technology. We love to play with these things, these toys, and ask the questions and find out the answers we're not supposed to know sometimes. So if you want to send in an article or a list of phone numbers or any kind of information like that, write to 2600, Post Office Box 752, Middle Island, New York, 11953. I'll give that one more time. 2600 2600, P.O. Box 752, Middle Island, two words, New York, two more words, 11953. And if you want to leave a message or call up or hear all that again, call 516-751-2600, and you can call that 24 hours a day. Our number is 279-3400, area code 212. We'll be taking a few more calls, but first I'm going to get a drink of water or something, and I'll leave you with this. A phone. Oh, no. That's the Fun Boy 3, of course, with the telephone always rings. And our telephones are ringing. You can make it ring some more, though, by calling us at 279-3400. We'll be going back to the phones in just a minute, but we have an important reminder, for one thing.
Hello, this is Mr. Memory. What have you forgotten today? Let's take the first call.
Hello, Mr. Mr.
Memory.
Yeah. I pledged to WBAI during the last marathon, and I keep forgetting to send in the check to Post Office Box 12345, Church Street Station, New York, New York, 10249, made out to Pacifica WBAI. How can I remember?
Well, tie a loop of barbed wire around your wrist, and at the same time form a mental image of a tetrahedron. Spin it 37... or to send your check to WBAI at Box 12345, Church Street Station, New York, New York, 10249.
You should send it in immediately. BAI needs the money.
And that's true. We need the money. So please, if you made a pledge, pay your pledge. It's a part of the deal. You know, you make the pledge and you pay it. And believe me, you'll feel much better after paying it, too. Well, our number is 279-3400. We'll be going back to the phones in just a minute or so. For you shortwave people.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. Ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many...
It's not even funny.
That's
ridiculous.
Do you know how many...
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times...
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
Hello? 1, 2, 3.
Four in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
4. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Radio
Moscow. 4 time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
No, sir.
We have.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. 4. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah, 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah, I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
All right.
1, 2, 3. 4, yes, sir. 1, 2, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union, the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
They, when you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because, man, nobody is perfect, you know. It's not even funny.
You must...
And about power, man, nobody is perfect, you know.
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect.
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things you don't talk about. One's politics, and the other one's religion.
You meant...
The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the... just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz. Separate the...
Here it comes. And I really envy anybody that was driving along down a city street, let's say the West Side Highway or something, seeing a city filled with lights but nobody moving about, just all these buildings and these orange sodium vapor lights, hearing that strange sound from Radio Moscow and telephone calls and strange alien-type music. Well, that came to us from Negative Land, a fantastic California group of people, and the whole album is just filled with all kinds of surprises. And one of my favorites, Negative Land, from their most recent album. Well, this program is off the hook, and we're on for about another 15 minutes. Coming in at 3:30 is Morning Dew, and we will be taking phone calls. And what is the number, computer?
2793400 is a working number.
And that is correct. Area code 212-279-3400. The program is off the hook, and we're talking about telephones and computers and various things like that. Let's go back to the phones. Good evening. You're on the air.
Now, Manny, I'm curious. Now, I wonder if you know a way that I can get a list of 800 numbers. For instance, if there's an 800 number I know, I can find that out.
Well, I believe AT&T has some kind of an 800 directory. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, either a directory, like a phone book, you mean?
Yeah, they said they have a toll-free phone, one for residents and one for businesses. And they charge you for it, though. If you call AT&T, they'll tell you how to get it.
What? Now, why they charge you if it's a toll-free number? I should be able to call that number for free.
Well, you raised a very good point there, one I've never been able to understand. Yes, they are toll-free numbers. But the book costs money, but it balances out, you see, because the numbers that you call and you pay money for, the phone books are free, right?
See, my brother works for the post office in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if they had a toll-free number for that down there. So I think I'll pay a whole lot of money or something for a book, just so I can find out if they got a
number. Oh, well, no, you can call toll-free information. Is that what you want to do?
It's like a number I can call.
Oh, yes. Just dial 1-800-555-1212.
Hold on, let me get my pen.
It's really quite simple.
I dial 800.
555-1212.
555-1212.
Yeah, why don't you read that back to me, man? Let's make sure you got it correctly.
1-8-5.
Oh boy.
5.
No. Let's start over again.
8.
Okay, let's start over. Clean the slate.
Okay, I'm just. Okay.
Here we go.
What do you mean?
We're going to start from scratch. We're going to start from scratch, and
okay.
We're going to get it right this time. 1.
Okay, so 1-800-1.
Oh boy. I'm going to say this one more time, and then you can sort of go out into the street and start screaming, and somebody will help you then.
See, now, I was driving along on the West Side Highway, and I heard some strange lights and all.
I don't think you were on the West Side Highway at all.
Okay,
I mean, maybe in your mind you're in the West Side Highway.
What I'm doing is I'm trying to depreciate the audience.
Uh-huh.
And let you understand that we're out here, and we know where you're going. We know where you're going to.
Where are we going to?
Well, I understand where you're going with the show. I understand what you're saying by the show.
Okay, well, that's good that you understand that. That's very good. 1-800-555-1212 for toll-free information. We're going to go to some more calls.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to reach my brother up in New York. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Wait a minute. What's going on here? How many phones do you have? Well, let's hope you don't have any more. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Could you please tell me how I could get something like the KKK hotline?
I won't ask why you want something like that, but there are numbers published. You're talking about a phone hotline, right?
Yeah.
In fact, on a radio show I did a couple of weeks ago on a different station, I called 2 Nazi hotlines live on the air. Got quite a response. People had no idea these things existed, and the things they were saying, of course, were really horrible. I don't have numbers with me. I know they exist. I know we printed them in the magazine. They're on bulletin boards. So I can't help you there, and I don't think they're listed as in directory information as the KKK hotline or anything like that. I would suggest asking around in the computer underground or just calling other people with a similar interest. The numbers do get spread around, and there's Nazi bulletin board systems too, which also say horrible things.
Well, I don't want the Nazi bulletin. I want the KKK.
Well, I wish I could help you, but I can't. I just don't have that number with me now.
They're in other states.
Excuse me?
They're in other states.
They're in other states. Yeah, I can give you numbers for...
He is listed in the phone book.
They're listed in the phone book?
Yeah.
Wow, what state are they listed in the phone book?
Louisiana.
That's certainly a revelation to me. That's interesting. Well, if you call Louisiana Information and ask for the Ku Klux Klan, you'll get a phone number. That's... I guess I'm living in a world that doesn't exist yet. Thanks for telling me that. It makes my day. Oh, boy. Ku Klux Klan in the phone book. I guess that's true. Yeah, why not? Might as well make racism something official. Good evening. You're on the air.
It was people like him that make unrest.
And God bless him. Good evening. You're on the air. That moment of silence was brought to you by that unknown person on the air. Good evening, you're on the air. Same person. Good evening, you're on the air.
You fucking...
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Emmanuel. This is Bobby. I called earlier. This evening we were talking about 958 and numbers, and I figured I'd try to bring that back up because of all this garbage which is going on right now.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And let me think of some interesting numbers that I've heard of. There's 660-112, which makes the phone ring. And instead, when you get the high tone beep, you can dial 123-456-7890, and it will beep twice to you if your touch tones are working properly.
Well, that's nice to hear. You mean you enter touch tones, and you'll get a nice little beep if you enter them all correctly?
No, the touch tones, and if your tones are working properly, it'll beep twice.
Uh-huh.
To let you know that... your tones are working properly.
Well, that's wonderful. Any other numbers?
No.
Okay, well, again, I'll give out a couple of more numbers that we mentioned earlier. But thanks for filling us in, Bobby.
Okay.
If you want a listing through New York Telephone of the various teleconferences, you can call 550-INFO, 550-INFO. That's a free call. And nothing else in 550 is free, so that's the only one. Unless you call a number that doesn't exist in 550, that will be free. Also, 540-INFO and 970-INFO. You'll need a touchtone phone, but you can get a listing of all the different services. If you want a free hard copy paper listing, simply write to us here, Off the Hook, 505 8th Avenue. That's Off the Hook, care of WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. And as long as I'm giving out all the numbers and addresses and things like that, if you're interested in telecommunications and you're a phone freak or a computer hacker or you want to know what they're up to, You might want to check out 2600 Magazine, or at least find out more about it. You can call 516-751-2600 for more information on that. And one final thing I'd like to bring up tonight, this book that just sort of was thrown at me almost literally a few days ago, called Tune In on Telephone Calls, written by Tom Nitel, also known as K2AES, to all you hams out there. What do people discuss over the phone when they think they have total privacy? They argue, exchange personal and business secrets, plan felonies, make legal and illegal deals, buy stocks, make investments, wheel and deal, offer and accept bribes and kickbacks, get engaged and divorced, accuse one another of cheating, conduct lurid or illicit romances, deal in drugs, brag, lie, get hired and fired, provide medical and legal advice, get into and out of jams, gripe about money woes, engage in highly charged family hassles, ridicule co-workers and neighbors, make indecent proposals, gossip, and more. These are tradespeople, members of the news media, politicians, hookers, executives, professional people, show business celebrities, criminals, and your neighbors. And few have even the foggiest notion that private telephone calls over car phones, cordless telephones, and many other modern telecommunications devices are broadcasting their conversations out over the airwaves, where they can be very easily overheard by anybody with a shortwave receiver or inexpensive police-type scanner receiver. It takes no technical expertise nor complex equipment to tune in. To tune in? There's a misprint for you. Okay, let's erase one of those tune-ins. It takes no technical expertise nor complex equipment to tune in on telephone calls from homes, cars, ships, aircraft, offices, and even trains. In fact, listening in has become a popular pastime as well as a valuable tool for private investigators, law enforcement agencies, even folks with ulterior motives. Despite virtually unenforceable legislation enacted to try and dissuade the public from eavesdropping on at least some of these open book telephone calls. And this book that I'm holding in my hand is about such telephone calls and the discrete frequencies and channels they use that can be easily received on home and portable receivers. It gives a complete listing of all kinds of frequencies and articles. There's clippings about people listening in on cellular phone calls. Pictures of radios that can do this kind of thing. Very worthwhile, and I would suggest checking that out as well. You can either pick up a copy of Popular Electronics or Electronics Illustrated, one of those magazines, or write to CRB Research Books Incorporated, P.O. Box 56, Commack, New York, 11725. The book is called Tune In on Telephone Calls, and I'll give that address one more time, CRB Research Books Incorporated, P.O. Box 56, Commack, New York, 11725. And for the last time, I'll give out our address here at the radio station. Off the Hook, care of WBAI, that's 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. We've been talking about telephones and hackers and phone freaks and all kinds of technological marvels. And it's been quite an experience. Hopefully we'll be back again soon to talk about another aspect of it. Tonight it was teleconferences, but there's so many things. When you pick up that phone and you get one of these dial tone things, you know, this, you can do anything with that. Okay, we've got a couple of minutes here. Except I can't seem to dial for some reason. I guess because I have this switch up there. Okay, let me try to do this without having to switch up. And am I doing this correctly? Now let's try it. This is the thing with telephones. You can be real spontaneous. It hung up on me. The phone itself hung up on me. Okay, we won't do it this show. We won't have outgoing calls on this show. But on a show that we do have outgoing calls, you'll see the power, the potential. Last week, in a frenzy, I called South Korea just to see who would answer the phone at the Olympic Stadium. I called a number in the Olympic Village, and I had a nice conversation with somebody. It sounded like I was talking to somebody down the street. With telephones, you can do anything. Of course, I'll be paying for that. That's the disadvantage, and that's what we were talking about here tonight, is the fact that communications are kept out of our hands by the cost factor. Maybe that will change with time. but it certainly will change with awareness. And if we think of our phones as more than just a tool, more than just a way of getting through the boring day, we'll enrich our lives, we'll learn something, and in the end, who knows, we'll get something for it. Besides horrible error tones. My name's Emmanuel Goldstein. It's been a lot of fun being here tonight, and hopefully we'll do it again soon. Off the Hook. And this is WBAI in New York. Stay tuned for Morning Dew, coming up.
Is Mr. Memory. What have you forgotten today? Let's take the first call.
Hello, Mr. Mr.
Memory.
Yeah.